1 Thessalonians 3. Wherefore, being no longer able to refrain ourselves, we thought good to be left alone in Athens, and sent Timotheus, our brother and fellow workman under God in the glad tidings of Christ, to confirm you and encourage you concerning your faith, that no one might be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are set for this, for also when we were with you, we told you beforehand we are about to be in tribulation, even as it also came to pass, and ye know. For this reason I also, no longer able to refrain myself, sent to know your faith, lest perhaps the tempter had tempted you, and our labor should become to nothing. But Timotheus, having just come to us from you, and brought to us the glad tidings of your faith and love, and that ye have always good remembrance of us, desiring much to see us, even as we also you, for this reason we have been comforted in you, brethren, in all our distress and tribulation, through your faith, because now we live, if ye stand firm in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we render to God for you, for all the joy wherewith we rejoice on account of you before our God, night and day beseeching exceedingly to the end that we may see your face, and perfect what is lacking in your faith? But our God and Father himself, and our Lord Jesus, direct our way to you. But you, may the Lord make to exceed and abound in love toward one another, and toward all, even as we also towards you, in order to the confirming of your hearts unblameable in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.